Welcome to This Present Truth. Today is July the 21st, 2026, Tuesday. American World Hegemony. Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And today we're going to discuss an age-old plan of American hegemony. And I'm trying to decide on the direction to go. I had a direction, and I decided at the last second I maybe should start in another way. I think foundation would be the best place to start. The United States of America. Are we in the Bible? Israel is in the Bible. Russia is in the Bible, a land called Gog. China is in the Bible. The Greece, Iran, all the countries in the Middle East. What about the United States? We have Rome, Greece, Egypt, cities of the world, Damascus, Jerusalem, and Babylon. Babylon wasn't just a city, it was an empire. But there was a city called Babylon. In the book of Daniel, the prophet, there would be into the future from the time that he had written the book of Daniel, he said there would be empires all through time. And eventually these empires would arrive, or they would rise and fall. But at the end, in our time, today, presently, July 21st, 2026, Israel's prophets would identify many nations. In my previous programs, I've identified Iran, I've identified Jordan, what's happening in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, Syria, China, Russia, Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, many nations throughout in the Bible, which are presently countries trading with the nations. And who are these countries trading with? Most all of them, the country that they are trading with, that is the central empire, would be the United States of America. Is the United States in the Bible? I know that for 50 years I have been explaining that long, man, that's a long time. Well, I guess it's true. I've been explaining to many friends in the Christian community and outside of the Christian community that the United States is in the Bible. And for this audience, Revelation chapter 17, Revelation 18 would identify the country as a nation, hegemonic power, Revelation chapter 17, and a culture like no other culture ever in mankind's history, Revelation chapter 18. 18 describes the personality, the culture. 17 identifies this great whore as being a evil harlot that causes the nations of the world to commit fornication. In other words, sinful acts, things that are offensive to God and to the conscience of mankind. Nation that is a harlot. That's the best way that John the Apostle, well, that is the way that John the Apostle was told to document the vision that he was witnessing as Christ revealed to him the end time and how to document the end time. Chapter 17, 18 is speaking of one country. So yes, we are in the Bible. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and 51, the chapter is speaking of an ancient nation called Babylon the Great, of ancient times, or Babylon, a nation that was great and sat in the sea of sand. But in the book of in the book of Jeremiah, also there would be a nation, the boundaries would be oceans to the west, to the east, to the south, and to the north. The Sea of America, which used to be called the Gulf of Mexico, which is now the Gulf of America. And you have the Great Lakes to the north. In Jeremiah 51, in verse 20, speaking of an end-time nation, it's, these two chapters are speaking of Babylon, one ancient, one modern. In the way that it's written, we can say that, yes, Babylon, ancient Babylon, was used as a hammer to punish the nations at that time when Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. But at the same time, these verses also will apply in the future to another nation, Babylon, which is a great end-time Babylon, Babylon the Great, mentioned in Revelation chapter 17, a harlot, Revelation 18, a country that is decadent, called Babylon the Great of the end days. We can identify America this way. I have to those that listen to the programs, I know that I repeat myself. I'm redundant. I have to be. Because it's very difficult to see things from the Bible that was written, from the prophets that had written and documented what would happen in the future 3,000, 3,500 years ago, and then put pieces together from what was written then and to apply it to our time presently. But this will give you, this will help you. This end time nation, this end time empire, like no empire that has ever existed. This program is titled American World Hegemony because it's in the Bible. We will become not only are we, but we will become even more powerful in the months and seasons to come. So I'll begin here. America, you are my hammer. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. I'm going to emphasize America. America, you are my hammer. You are my weapon of war. With you, America, I will crush the nations. At the time that this was written, Babylon at that time did crush nations within the region, in the vicinity, out maybe 1,000 miles. But today, there is a nation that will crush and have the ability to crush nations internationally, jumping oceans. With you, I will destroy kingdoms. With you, I will crush the horse and the rider, armies, kingdoms, leaders of kingdoms, chancellors, prime ministers, presidents. I will crush chariot and driver, the people in the world that have been giving direction, like the corporations. The big corporations are in for a big surprise. They have gotten to be so top-heavy, they're going to fall like huge cedars. Eventually, the base will rot, and eventually these mega corporations are going to cease to exist. I will crush men and women, young and old. I will crush young men and young women, those that are married, the young and the old. There will be division between the elderly and the youth. Horse and rider again, armies. With you I will crush young men, young women. I will crush shepherds and flocks. This is very dangerous because this is food supply. With you I will crush farms, farmers, and oxen. Again, food supply. With you I will crush governors and officials, kings of the world, rulers of the world. This is America's future. United States will become, we are already, the hegemonic nation, the nation that basically can control everything. It has become evident. I'll refer to the previous six presidents prior to Donald Trump. I eliminate Joe Biden. He is not considered to have ever been president. Joe Biden was the individual who was basically placed to oversee a corporation after Donald Trump did win the 2020 election. He did win. History will prove this to be the truth. But he was not going to be allowed to oversee the direction of this country in a first and second term. He was going to be set aside through lawless votes, but God would once again place him back in the office of the president, the presidency, because he has a job to finish. Before Trump, his first election, it was evident the United States was the world hegemonic power. And should Hillary Clinton have been elected, then what we would have become as a nation would have become unbearable for the nations of the world, unbearable for the citizens of the United States of America. God could not allow that to happen. The only individual that would be able to debate Hillary in three debates, strike one, two, and three, in that order, was Donald Trump. There was no other candidate that could have debated her in front of the world. No other candidate. Not Jeb Bush, Rubio, no one. The only one that could debate her was Donald Trump. One thing that Donald Trump was to do, the plan, was to expose the world order. He was to expose what was happening in the years, especially from Jimmy Carter to Barack Obama. Everything that was happening with these six presidents to bring in a global order was to be exposed. The only one that could do that was Donald Trump. Many in this country, because they don't know the Bible, they know world history, or what we perceive as world history, what has been given to us to understand, is not really history that should be understood, that we should... The real history, there is a shadow, a hidden government, a shadow government. There is a another power or authority that is really directing not only the United States, but many of the, most all the nations in the world. Donald Trump, this president, has, through his abilities using media, has exposed, is exposing, will continue to expose what has been happening in the dark, in secret, in hidden chambers. He's exposed it. America is yet to, not during Trump's administration, the following administration will be the administration that is going to begin the prophecy in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 20, 21, 22, 23. And when this is concluded, when the United States has basically ruined the nations economically to a great degree, not totally, and destroyed the countries that will not go along or agree to yield to America's future plans, these nations eventually will be freed from America's grip. Verse 24 says that God says this. God says, I will repay Babylon, Babylon the great of the end days, and all its inhabitants for the terrible things that they have done to the children of Israel in Jerusalem. And they will be punished in the sight of the Jewish people that are still alive at that time, declares the Lord. Verse 25, I'm against you, you mountain of destruction, declares Yahweh, you destroyer of the whole earth. This is why I say that this Babylon presented here in Jeremiah 51 is different from the Babylon that sat in the ocean of sand. This Babylon sits between the oceans of water. And this verse is saying that you destroyer of the whole earth, not a region, not an area, of the whole earth. America is in the Bible. I'm not speaking to the Christian people. The Christian people, truly, most for the most part, not all. Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of light the Christian people because of the shallow teachings of the ministers and pastors of this land as it pertains to end-time prophecy. They are, I don't want to say ignorant, they are just uneducated on what God said in His Bible, what would happen to the people of the world, to the people of Israel, to the Christian churches. They don't like history. This is why these programs on This Present Truth are more to the non-Christian people, because the non-Christian people truly want to know what is happening in the world. They want to know the truth about the different nations, about the wars at the end. Is Christ coming? Did Christ really exist? Was there a Savior of the world? Did He raise from the dead? Is He actually able to save the souls of men from eternal perdition? So this program are to generally the non-Christian audience that want to know the truth but don't know how to put the pieces together. So this is why I explain that America is in the Bible. And again, Christian people, it's not in their concept, because we are a godly nation. Well, it used to be. We had, as a country, we had a purpose and a plan with God beginning in the late 1600s. But eventually, the trajectory of what began as a godly, a nation of conscience, of morals, of ethics, and worship to a genuine God, eventually the trajectory would take this nation, Babylon, into the deepest recesses of the occult, to witchcraft, to evil, unimaginable. The best example I can give is Jeffrey Epstein. This is a type of evil that was at one time in ancient Israel and the nations surrounding Israel was commonplace. And what has happened with not only Epstein, but this is a window into perversion like the world could never understand. Epstein, the reason that God is using Donald Trump to some degree to, and also at the same time, not God, but the forces of darkness do not want what was the core evil with the Epstein and that whole everything that pertains to Jeffrey Epstein. It's being hidden by this deep state. Trump can and will release some things, but on the other hand, the Republican Party, Democrat Party, powers and families in this government do not want too much to be revealed, in spite of Donald Trump wanting to release it all. He can't, because the people involved would destroy his administration. The people involved would, when known, it would be too much for the American people. The depth of the evil is beyond comprehension. I don't want to get into that. I want to stay with this is the United States in the Bible? Again, podcasts are archived on thispresenttruth.com. Two sections. I have a ministry section. Both are ministry. The This Present Truth, the Olive Tree, and Lampstand programs. Contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. I forget to mention this. Now, so eventually America is going to be punished. And Jeremiah says again, "I'm against you, you mountain of destruction, declares the Lord, you destroyer of the whole earth. I will reach out against you. I will topple you from your heights. I will turn you into a rubbish heap. They will never remove a cornerstone or a foundation stone from you. You will be a wasteland forever, declares the Lord." America, our destruction, in my view, is about 8 years out. A little over 8 years. Eventually, this country, presently through Donald Trump, we are supporting Israel heavily. We will continue till Benjamin Netanyahu finishes his assignment to rid the surrounding regions, the region of the terrorist enemies of Israel, the enemies that hate God, the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that hate Christ himself, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Trump will assist till Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, this, what is his name from New York? Zoran Mandami. He is planning to arrest Benjamin Netanyahu when Netanyahu comes to visit New York City to address the members of NATO. He will not be arrested. Trump said that he will not be arrested. Nothing will happen to him. That is true. Nothing will happen to Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump said yesterday, "There's no threat of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's arrest in the United States under international criminal court under an international criminal court warrant. Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape, or form while in the United States of America." Making a comment about Mayor Zoran Mandami's statements that Netanyahu would be arrested. The reason he won't be arrested is because, again, for this audience that are not Christian, he is in the Bible. Benjamin Netanyahu is in the Bible. There would be a regional war that would take place, which began in October 7th, 2023. And Benjamin Netanyahu would be the Prime Minister of Israel that would basically deal with all of the terrorists in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, city of Damascus, and southern Syria, and in a conflict in present-day Jordan in the near future. He cannot be arrested. He has to finish the assignment he has been given by the prophets of Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu may not know that, but Israel's prophets basically stated there come a time when the ancient enemies in the region and family members in the region would be punished for their hatred of the Jewish people, even though they may be family members, the hardships they would cause and had caused and will cause to the Jewish people in the past and in the present. There has to be a punishment. Well, the punishment would come by the hand of God, and God would use an individual by the name of Benjamin Netanyahu to protect Israel from genocide and ethnic cleansing. That is who Benjamin Netanyahu is. He will not be impeached till maybe later, but until he finishes directing the IDF military in these operations, he must finish what he has been, the duties he has been given by the prophets of Israel. He will finish the regional war. He will finish that conflict. He will rid that area of these enemies. And to do that, he needs the help of an end-time nation called Babylon the Great. No matter what, no, it doesn't matter the protest, doesn't matter whether the UN likes it, or Europe likes it, or NATO, or the Arabs, or the American people, the Christian people, the anti-Semitic people. Doesn't matter. The Arab world, the Islamic world, whether they dislike it or not, the United States of America, Babylon the Great, will assist Israel financially, politically, militarily, until this conflict is finished. When this conflict is finished, then there is a greater war coming, a massive, massive war, which involves Russia, Turkey, other nations from north of Iran, Iran itself, and with Islamic armies out of North Africa, in Libya, in Ethiopia, and parts of Somalia. All these Islamic armies, these brothers, the Muslim Brotherhood really is trying to bring a unity with all the different factions. As powerful as the Muslim Brotherhood is, they will not be able to bring about any type of peace within the Islamic or Arab community. The Bible has already stated in the book of Genesis that these family members that are related to Ishmael would always be at each other's throat. There would be no harmony. There'd only be conflict. It has come to pass. It is coming to pass. It will come to pass until Christ, it will happen till Christ returns. You have to pardon me with the these man-made forest fires happening all over Colorado, out west, Idaho. I don't think they're just accidental. Canada. I refuse to admit. What I'm trying to say is, I suppose I can protest, but I have to admit that all this smoke has affected my voice. I know people that are getting sore throats. Others are being affected. It's a problem. Man-made problems, I think. So anyhow, I'm totally lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? I was trying, if I can think about it for a second. Okay, I remember. I thought about it for a second. Benjamin Netanyahu is not going to be replaced until after he has finished his duties. Donald Trump, his duties in Babylon the Great. I need to do a program on Trump. I've done many on Donald Trump, but I still haven't been able to fully convey perfectly who Donald Trump is. He is the individual as president who was not, he was not to be ever. He was not going to be allowed. He wasn't a plan of the deep state, of the New World Order, of the family that rules the United States. He's not part of the plan. But in Babylon the Great, God can put in any president he wants. Years ago, in ancient Babylon, we call ancient and modern Babylon. In ancient Babylon, Cyrus the king was put in after Nebuchadnezzar later on. And Cyrus the king at that time helped the Jewish people to relocate back to their nation. So Babylon actually helped the children of Israel. Donald Trump has to help the children of Israel in their apostasy, in their madness, in their political God hatred. Don't think that Israel, the people of Israel, don't think that they are a godly people. They're not necessarily godly, but they have been chosen as a family by Yahweh to represent Him in a holy fashion, which they are not doing, which means that they are an apostate nation, and it's in the Bible. I'm not attacking Israel. I'm telling the Jewish people in Israel, you are apostate. Your Bible, your prophets say you are. The children of Israel do not listen to their prophets. They have two sources, how am I going to phrase this? They have the law through Moses, and they have the prophets, and they don't listen to either. They want to be free from their God. They're apostate like Christians, the Christian people. Yeah, they may be born again, but they do want to also be free to do whatever they want to do, marry and divorce and to drink and to do whatever. They're dysfunctional. The Bible says this. But in Israel, there are those that are keeping the laws of Moses and the words of the prophets. They don't know Christ. They don't know their Messiah. But still, like in the Old Testament times, they are being instructed outwardly through the law and the prophets. Weak believers, Christians, are to be instructed by the law and the prophets, but by our spirit that has been regenerated within, which is given new life and sense and more sensitivity to our conscience. We aren't to get away. We are not getting, well, those that follow their conscience don't get away with living a riotous life, I could say. We're supposed to live, you know, before God, but we live before man. We live before the government. We live according to our flesh, according to what we want, our desires, and that doesn't necessarily lead the Christian people into a holy lifestyle. But coming back to Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, these two men are in the Bible. They are the men that have been put in place by God in their countries for specific purposes. Israel Benjamin Netanyahu, win the regional war, Psalm 83. Donald Trump, to be the president of a great, great, the greatest empire ever in the history of the world. Donald Trump, the noble president, the president with dignity. I don't care what anybody says. I see he is a civil servant. He is was elected to oversee government, this government. And he is just like the first administration. He has forces, spiritual forces, not just men, flesh, men, women, and that have power in Congress or the Senate or the House of Representatives or the people that have authority in the CIA and all the 26-letter agencies and all of the states, the Democrats throughout the country. He's still in a war that the American people could not even imagine. The American people, they're free to protest, shout, to, state that they're unhappy with what he's doing and they think we're in a forever war. This is not a forever war. It is a war that is in the Bible. And Donald Trump was the one who had been given the directive to begin to push against the great enemy of Israel, Iran. Not just Iran, but to all Muslim Islamic military throughout the region. Donald Trump was given that duty. The six prior presidents, again, Biden was never a president. He was just placed there. He was an incompetent individual who was being used, abused, misused by his wife, by his family, by the Democratic Party, by Nancy Pelosi, by Kamala Harris, all these people. This man, this is punishment. He will go down in history as one of the worst presidents, not the worst, but one of the worst presidents in American history. He will not go down as the worst. The one who eventually follows this coming president will be the worst ever in this country. You'll know what I mean in the future, those of you that live into the future another 3-4 years. This war, the only one that would, and Trump made it known going back into the 90s, the enemy of this country has been Iran. Even in the 90s, Donald Trump knew that Iran was being used as a puppet state, a puppet nation by the English, by the City of London crowd, by the Pilgrim Society. You can look up Pilgrim Society. They have tried desperately to hide who they are. It is the number one society that is being used to rule the world. Pilgrim Society, 2 chapters, City of London, New York City. The families out of Europe, the Rothschilds, the number one that gives them more direction than anybody, that gives the pilgrims in London more direction than anybody. In New York, it'd be the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers give direction, and these two families work together to rule over Europe, America, and the world. As I've been reading and listening to other programs, more and more there is talk of this group out of initially 1902 in, I think it was February 1902 in City of London, and then by July they brought in a sister chapter through the Rockefellers in New York City. the two centers of power in the Western world, London, New York. And I'm assuming that their great plan to continue to cause great division, these two chapters, is to place Mamdani in New York City and to give the Islamic clerics and followers in this country hope. Well, at the same time, by Mamdani being placed where he's placed, it's a warning by Yahweh to the Jewish people that this man has a spirit of Adolf Hitler, and the spirit of Germany has jumped the ocean, come to the United States. This country, in what I was reading in Jeremiah 51, we are going to be a hammer. We are going to be a country that is going to destroy the nations. It won't be with Trump. It'll be after he has been relieved from duty. He will, then the next administration will be the administration that is going to be the hammer of the whole earth. Now in Jeremiah 50, not 51, 50, verse 23, says in 22, there's going to be a sound of battle in the land, meaning Babylon, and of great destruction. This is what's coming in about 8 years out. Verse 23, how the hammer of the whole earth is cut down, is broken. How Babylon has become a desolation among the nations. I have set a snare for you. You are going to be taken, O Babylon, America, and you won't know about it. You will be found, you will be caught, and because you have striven and you have fought and resisted the Lord. What this is saying is the last administration in this country will be a godless administration. It will be an administration that will fight against God. And in the book of Revelation, eventually a coming Antichrist with all of his armies and all of the Antichrist armies worldwide will gather in a place in Israel. It won't be in one little spot. It'll be kind of a stretched out area north to south called Armageddon. And they're going to fight God. They're going to rebel against God with satanic occult power and with technology. And they're going to be destroyed. Verse 24 says, because you have striven against the Lord. In other words, you will make war against God. America will make war against God. I'm telling you this ahead of time. It will come to pass in the next, it'll begin maybe in the next year after a great war, a second war, the Russian war, a war that takes place in the nation of Jordan. When that war is finished, when it is ended, then the United States will take a massive turn to evil. You think we're evil now? You think we're a dark nation now? You think that we are a nation that is steeped in witchcraft presently? Wait. We are Satan will never allow Martin Luther. I'll give you an example of what I'm going to say. Satan is vindictive. If God does something in a positive way, Satan will come in a vindictive way to destroy whatever God may have done. Martin Luther, he comes out, he states that justification by faith. The way to the Lord is through faith, not through works. Justification by faith. So what is Satan's objective? He will use this great, great nation that brought in one of the greatest spiritual enlightening doctrines ever, justification by faith. And what would he do? He will use the German people to bring about great misery, death to millions of people. Germany wants to do something for the Lord. Satan will use Germany to do something for evil. And even after World War II ended, that godless thinking of the Reich has spread still up into Ukraine. It is up there now. Russia is not fighting Ukrainians. It is fighting a German philosophy, German thinking, German spirit. That spirit has landed like an eagle, and the claws and the talons are deep into the earth in Ukraine. The same thing has happened after World War II in the United States of America. That philosophy, that thinking, it's worse than communism. It's worse than fascism or socialism. It is a age-old spirit of death and a spirit of race. They use the term an Aryan race, an all-white race. That goes deep, deep to the DNA. You can't get it out. It's like with Islam. It's deep in the DNA of those in Islam that have picked up this jihadist spirit, that they will fight until Islam rules the world, or the Aryans will fight until the world will be white. This is exactly what Christ said would happen. There'd be wars, a nation against nation, civil wars within, and religious wars, and occult wars, occult thinking, deep. The movie Eyes Wide Shut is the best example I can give. It is the perfect example of Aryan witchcraft. It is white only witchcraft. And with the occult, all of the occult throughout the world, the occult systems throughout the world, the black occult systems, powerful. Latin America, Chinese, India, Indian, like the Indians here in the United States, the Ogallalas, etc. The Eskimo occult, all of these occult practices are different, but they're all very, very powerful, very powerful. But the most powerful of them all is white occult witchcraft. It comes from, and also the witchcraft, the ancient witchcraft that comes out of Israel, extremely powerful with the Jewish people that were from the tribe of Dan, who were so involved in the power of the witchcraft of the region, they were able to bring witchcraft to all of the other. The tribe of Dan was able to bring the spirit of witchcraft to all the other Jewish families so that they would actually practice witchcraft, offering their sons and daughters and their children to Molech, to Baal, to Baal, to all these others, Chemosh, all of these other deities. And the tribe of Japheth, the white family of Noah, they would take witchcraft to a new level also. This is the witchcraft that this is steeped in this country. The American people are not aware, but there is, I'll use a phrase, World War II, when we bombed, when Pearl Harbor was bombed by the Japanese, I forget the name of the general who said that all we have done is awakened a sleeping giant. There is a giant asleep in the United States of America, and this giant is white witchcraft, white Aryan witchcraft, eyes wide shut witchcraft. This is the kind of witchcraft that Henry Kissinger was involved in, that all the royals of Europe and the powerful people in this country that are white are involved with. Black witchcraft from the islands, Santeria, voodoo, whatever it may be, powerful. But white witchcraft, this is where this country is headed. So, if you understand Babylon the Great, you have to understand Revelation 17 and Revelation 18 in modern day, in our time today. Again, this program, July 21st, 2026. These two chapters explain America. And in the two chapters, toward the end of Revelation 18, in the center of the chapter, it talks about witchcraft, pharmakia, sorcery. And it means two things. It means drugs, it means chemicals, but it also means a line or a path into the occult, sorcery, witchcraft. And the two work together. You use pharmaceuticals to alter the thinking, like the LSD and the experiments through the Operation MK Ultra objectives. You use the chemicals to open the mind, to bring in the demons. And the demons inhabit, and the demons can then begin to control the individual. And you have a society that is demon possessed, that becomes demonic. You can already see it. We have a God who is sovereign, and the God who is sovereign is showing great demonic activity. Where? In the political world, in Washington, D.C., in Europe, in London, with the royal family, with China, with India, it's everywhere. Okay, well, I'm going to conclude by saying that, again, programs, thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com, the Olive Tree site, or the present truth site. Contact me, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Tell your friends, tell your family members, they want to know the truth. Don't keep the truth from them. If you can explain to them what I present to you, do it. If you can't, give them the website, thispresenttruth.com. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those that want to live in a mesmerized state. So, God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God take you to safe harbor. Jesus Christ is safe harbor.